Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So, have you been thinking about an open concept? Or how to fix up the basement and have that man cave you've always wanted? Or maybe it's time to look into solar for your house. You've come to the right place. It's time for the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Current Electric. Let's turn it over to big time Mike McGivern.
Oh, welcome to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction Wisconsin and powered by our friends at Current Electric, home of the superhero. Only at 1250 AM, The Fan. I am Mike McGivern. My co-host this week is Ray Hoffman, sales and marketing manager. I got an old sheet there, marketing manager for Current Electric. What the heck, Ray? Might as well start it that way. How you been?
I am great. Yeah, you might as well start it that way. You always call me the wrong thing.
Yeah, well, at least I call you Ray Hoffman.
At least you do that.
All right, Charlie, thanks a lot. I appreciate that. Our special guest this week, I'll tell you, it all gets kicked off today. Toby Van Sisten, he is the Director of Government Affairs for Metropolitan Builders Association. It's big, big week, I'll tell you that. It gets going today, Parade of Homes. Toby, how you been sleeping?
Well, I'll tell you what. I got a good night's sleep last night, and it's the first time in a couple of weeks. But it's been a little crazy getting going or getting up to this point, but we're really excited the parade opens.
Man, 11 a.m. today.
Yeah, we're actually doing a ribbon cutting at about 10 to 11. We've got donuts from Quick Trip and orange juice and all kinds of stuff. So if anybody's looking for something to do this morning, definitely come on out and grab a donut and help us kick off the parade.
Man, we should have had you in studio. You could have brought those donuts here, pal.
I'll see what I can do about having somebody drop some off.
No, we don't. Not for me. You bring it for Mitch if he wants them. I got
to
stay.
I'm more of a pick and save guy when it comes to.
You're local.
Yeah.
You're local. There we go. Pick and save stores.
Local pick and save stores.
That's
exactly
why he's the producer of my shows right there. Yeah, that's beautiful. Hey, Toby, let's talk a little bit about this thing. You started planning this like September 8th of 2021. I mean, this takes a while to get this going, and really excited about this year's Parade of Homes.
Yeah, it is. It does. There's a lot of effort that goes into it. We started easily a year and a half in advance talking to developers. Yeah, just kind of get an idea where what dirt's going to be available, what subdivisions will be ready in order for the builders to get started. And even in this past year or two, it's been a little bit unusual. You know, when you used to be able to build a house in 4 or 5 or 6 months, now it's taken 10, 11. So you're just making sure that we give the builders enough time to try and get these things done so they look beautiful for everybody to show up is really important.
Hey, I think it's important. And we had this conversation last year, and if people go online and buy their tickets ahead of time, that really helps out as far as there's not you don't have to wait in line. You're going to save some money, and you get obviously discounted tickets when you buy them online. And you think that that's really important for people to understand so that there's not these long lines that we had seen sometimes in the past.
Yeah, and it definitely helps. I mean, if you can save a couple of dollars, which is always good. And I'll tell you what, for anybody listening this morning, if they go online and buy their tickets, I'll throw out a buy one, get one code. So if they use 2022 POHBOGO for Parade of Homes, buy one, get one, they'll get an even better discount and they can come on out and bring a friend.
And any issues with that, he's Toby Van Sisten. Again, he can he can take care of that, Director of Government Affairs, and he can take care of that. Go online, get a buy one, get one, and we'll throw out what you have to do throughout the entire day for that. But make sure that you do that, because it just really, it's going to save you some money, and it's going to save you some time as well. Kids, is it two and under are free? Is that correct?
Yeah, and we're not asking to see driver's license for 3-year-olds, but if pretty much you can pick them up and carry them, they can get in for free. And then there are lower prices for kids and seniors, but it is a family event, so we'd love everybody to come on out and see the houses.
Yeah, you haven't seen my 6-month-year-old. Yeah, he's hard to carry. He's a man. The kid smiles all day long, little Callum. Yeah, there's 5 grandsons, so if my daughter wants to go to the Parade of Homes, really important to go online and get that buy one, get one, and you guys can go to both sites with that, correct?
Correct. Yep. Each ticket's good at both sites. We've got one in Lisbon, one in Merton, and they turn out absolutely fantastic this year. So we are very excited to get this thing started.
Hey, let's break down a little bit, and we'll start with this segment with the one in Lisbon, Twin Pine Farms, and if we could talk a little bit about some of the things going on in the Lisbon location. I want to talk about Merton, if we can, in the second segment. I think it's important that people understand you can go to both, and they're not that far apart, correct?
Correct. They're just a couple of minutes. I mean, it's a little unusual this year for them to be that close, but it makes it really easy to get in and out of both of them the same day.
Yeah, I think that's really cool, to be honest with you. And there are some things a little bit different this year. I love the idea of doing the art crawl and the food truck Tuesdays, and we'll talk a little bit about those throughout the day as well. But the art crawl, that's going on this weekend, right?
Correct. And it's just this weekend, and it's only at the Lisbon site. We've got some really great artists. We actually had our preview night for our members last night, and the artists were out there for that too. And there's some really cool artwork that's being displayed. And you can certainly, if you're interested in it, talk to the artists, buy something to take home, hang in your own homes, things like that. So it's really cool and just something a little different that we've never had before.
Yeah, I love that. Hey, Ray, you have been around, and you've certainly gone to the Parade of Homes and been involved with NBA for a bit. This month of being able to go out and see these, and this goes from August 13th to September 5th, so not quite a month, August 13th today through September 5th. This is such a great event for people to be able to go out and see two different site locations and talk to the builders and take a look at some of the great things that they're doing.
Absolutely. This is my 13th, isn't it, Toby?
Wow.
Parade of Homes have been.
Has it been that long, Ray?
It has been that long. So it's a fantastic event. I love going to it every year. I'm not going to make it this weekend, but I hope to make it next weekend. I'm actually on my way down to Indiana right now to see the in-laws. But it's a fantastic event. You get to see a lot of the latest and greatest trends. And it's amazing, 13 years ago when I first started going to the parade, how the trends have changed and how the homes have changed. And it's a fantastic event to keep up with the current housing market, the trends, and talk to some great, great builders that are part of it.
Hey, Ray, do you take Mary with you?
She's actually driving, so I can be talking to you guys.
No, but when you go to the Parade of Homes, because if you remember when I was going to a nursery out near Oconomowoc, you said, look, I'm not sure I'd bring Terry if I were you because you might be there a while. So, we ended up using our charge card, by the way, because she won the buy a lot. And so I'm wondering if you bring Mary to the Parade of Homes because she looks at these and says, hey, baby, I want to be in this one. I think we dropped Ray. All of a sudden, Mary hung up on him, Toby.
She heard that question and said, yeah, Ray doesn't come with her. I don't go with Ray. He goes with her.
Yes, Mary does go. She enjoys going to parade every year as well.
Well, maybe Terry and I will join you this year. And I can tell you this, if she starts saying, how come our house doesn't look like this, Ray, I'm blaming you.
That's fine. Yeah. You can blame me. Actually, blame Toby. He's got bigger shoulders than I do.
Oh, thanks, Ray.
Yeah, that's perfect. Hey, Toby, when you said you start talking to people, almost a year and a half in advance, when you guys decided on the Lisbon, town of Lisbon location, do you get the location and then talk to the builders, or are you talking to builders about locations? What's the process behind that?
Well, we definitely start with the developer before we're talking to builders. And what we end up doing in our process is just look for what developments will be ready sometime in the fall so that builders can start pulling permits. And then once we find the location and it works and there's enough open lots and there's some area for parking and things like that, then we do some outreach to the builders. The developer does too. And then they have to find a minimum number of builders, and we're typically looking for 5 or more to just make it a feasible site to make it work. Once they start kind of locking in those deals with the builders, then they get going, break ground, and all of a sudden it happens really fast and there's new homes to look at.
MBAParadeOfHomes.com. One word, MBAParadeOfHomes.com. And again, go online. You're going to get a great discount. Toby talked about a buy one, get one. So you don't have to worry about, you know, the $2 you're going to save. You're going to get a buy one, get one free if you go online. And again, what is the code for that?
So it's 2022, so 2022, and then Parade of Homes, buy one, get one. 2022, P-O-H-B-O-G-O.
Perfect. And I would definitely do that for a couple of reasons. The Twin Pine Farm, which is the developer, is Point Real Estate. And west of the intersection of Highway 164 and Plainview Road, and pretty easy to get to, number of homes and in that area. And when you're talking about Aspen Builders and Allen Builders and Tim O'Brien Homes, and there's a number of them, J&J Custom Homes, just some really quality builders that are going to be there. And there's just a great, it's a great day to be able to do that. It's going to be a little bit overcast, probably a little rainy today, which is a great day, I think, to be able to do stuff like this and bring your entire family. Hey, when you talked about the artists that are going to be on site for this weekend, and it's only going to be in the town of Lisbon, people are able to buy those and talk to the artists. Will they actually be there?
So we've asked them all to. They have, for the most part, said, yeah, we'll be out there. You know, things change day to day for people's lives,
sure.
But we expect most of them to be there. So certainly you'll be able to talk to a few of them for sure.
Boy, I love that. And you can, if you see something that you just think, boy, I have to have this in my home, talk to the artist. And you can you might be able to buy it right on site and take it with you. Before we get to a break, the Food Truck Tuesdays, what a great idea that is. Let's talk a little bit about who came up with that, and the thought process, I guess, is to be able to go and instead of worrying about where we're going to have dinner on Tuesdays, you can have some food from the food trucks and continue to go through the Parade of Homes.
Yeah, and this was something that we have these really nice ticket trailers that are out on site, and it's amazing how many people would walk up and say, hey, can I get a hot dog? Can I get a cold beer? And we said, well, are you guys hungry? Is that what's going on here? So it just kind of came from that. We have a parade committee that meets, kind of talks about some of these new ideas and how we can better the event, you know, for the experience when people come out. And this was one of those things where we thought, well, you know, this would just make some sense to grab a bite and see some homes. So we'll have two trucks out at each site on Tuesday nights from 4 until 8. We did find a sponsor for that. So Allen Builders and Victory Homes of Wisconsin are our sponsor for food trucks. So it's going to be exciting and something a little bit new.
You know, I thank Victory Homes and Allen Builders for that. You know, we could come up with, I've been on boards like this, and we can come up with great ideas. But if we can't find some of our partners to sponsor them, they're very difficult to do. And when you get a chance to work with people like people at Victory and Allen Builders and say, look, here's what we're thinking, and they're willing to jump in and say, man, I'd love to sponsor that. We certainly thank them for that.
Absolutely.
Hey, Mike, I think that's we were talking about you, me, Mary, and Terry going out. I think that we need to go that night and get some dinner and dinner's on you, right?
If we're going there, yeah, you bet. And then we'll go to some big high-class restaurant in Oconomowoc. That one will be on you. That's my plan right there. No, you bet, Matt. Hey, we'll pick a Tuesday, and the four of us will go the 16th, the 23rd, or the 30th. And I would love to be able to walk through either Lisbon or Merton, and I think that would be really fun. Let's get to a break. Other side of the break, We'll continue our conversation. I love this day because it's the kickoff of the Parade of Homes. And if you've not been around it, never seen it, thought, boy, I'd sure like to do that one year, this would be a great year. Two locations, Town of Lisbon and the Village of Merton, and they're close. So you can if you do it quickly today, you can get through all of it if you want in one day. More information, mbaparadeofhomes.com is where you're going to want to go before you head out there, and you'll get an idea on exactly what you're going to see. Other side of the break, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things you will see, from cutting-edge trends and screen porches and owner suites and a lot of stuff going on with the Parade of Homes, and they're showing some really phenomenal things at both locations. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin, powered by Kern Electric, only on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Kern Electric, home of the superhero. I'm Mike McGivern, my co-host, the marketing manager at Kern Electric. He's Ray Hoffman. And our special guest is Toby Van Sistine. He is the Director of Government Affairs, Metropolitan Builders Association, and their Parade of Homes going on starting today. Ribbon cutting about 10:45, kicks off at 11 o'clock, 11 to 5. Saturday, Sunday, and Labor Day, and then Monday through Friday, it's 4 to 8. And we had recommended that you go online to get your tickets, and so you don't have to wait in line. Makes it nice and easy, mbaparadeofhomes.com. Hey, Toby, when people are coming out, you know, we talk about some of the things that they're going to be able to see. And, you know, cutting-edge trends and the latest in design is really important, I think, to these builders to be able to show that they're on the cutting edge and some of the different things that they've done throughout the years. And to be able to show that, you know, up close and personal, where people can come out and feel it, touch it, and talk to people about it, I think is so important to them.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, when you walk into some of these homes and you think, you know, wow, like we were talking before, like I'd really like to have that in mind and to kind of, you know, is something that really catches your eye. There's some different uses of tile this year that I haven't seen before, that, you know, just kind of really like lighten up a room or accent a, you know, a backsplash or something like that in a kitchen, a bathroom. There's some fantastic showers this year with some tile work out there. So it's things like that when you kind of walk in and think, well, you know, I could have this in my house. So it's not necessarily that you're ready to build a new home, but just kind of looking for some of those ideas. And the builders really did a great job of putting that foot forward this year.
And Toby, are there people on site from each of the builders each of the days?
Absolutely. They have sales teams that are there. Some of the builders will have, you know, a couple of people in their houses just to make sure you can talk to them. There are some opportunities this year with QR codes that if you walk up inside their houses and you scan the QR code, you'll get their team's information and pass yours off to them so that you don't have to write all stuff, you know, things down, and people don't mess up, you know, reading handwriting, things like that. But a chance then to kind of talk to them about, these are some of my ideas, or this is kind of what I want to do. And I highly recommend that face-to-face opportunity of getting to know the builders. I kind of kid around with the builders that, you know, the roof's on top and the foundation's on the bottom and there's a lot of stuff in the middle. But it's really finding a good rapport with a builder that you like their style, but that you can actually talk to, have good communication with. And it's really hard to do that unless you take that opportunity to go out and meet them.
Hey, Toby, that the magazine, The Parade of Homes, are those available at the locations to pick one of those up?
They are. We just got them from the printer a couple of days ago, and it's a beautiful book. It has all of the floor plans and everything inside, so you can take that with you, but take it home, and then, you know, when you're thinking back and go, what did that house look like?
Right.
It's a great, just a reference guide, and we did actually put it, there's a flip book of it on our website. So if you go to that same website at mbaparadeofhomes.com, you can click on it and kind of flip through it and kind of take a peek, too, at the houses you're going to go look at.
Do you know what? I'm on it right now, And what I like most about it is you can make it bigger and you can really take a look at, you know, some of the designs. And right now I'm on the page for BadgerHomes.com and looking at some of the things that they're doing. And it's a really nice book to be able to go back and take a look. You pick it up and go back and say, hey, listen, this is what you remember. I saw this and I was questioning this, and this is how they do this. There's some really good articles and some great pictures and things through there that, boy, when you go, I would definitely take a look and grab one of those to take home with you, like you had said, Toby, so that you can go back and start to look at some of the things and remember some of the things that you saw. It's a really nice book. Whoever put that together, I can congratulate them for it.
Yeah, well, that Joanne Mudry actually does it, so I'll give a shout-out to Joanne. She's great. Detour Marketing, they put that book together for us every year. And I've heard stories from builders in the past that people will come in years after coming to the parade. They've been seeing them forever and will say, all right, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to build. And they'll have 5, 6, 8, 10 old plan books, and they'll say, well, do you remember when you did this kitchen? I want that kitchen. And remember when you did this bathroom? I want one of those. And they'll actually build their plan off of the last 10 years of Parade of Homes houses.
Wow. You know what? That doesn't surprise me, because this is a magazine that you're going to want to keep, because it's, again, I congratulate her and her team, because it's a really nice, crisp piece, very clean, and you're able to then go through it, and when you walk through, you know, the Roosevelt, and you'll understand J&J Custom Homes, you'll be able to take a look at exactly what that was and how it worked. And when you talk to somebody, you can say, hey, listen, I this is exactly how I want this piece. Can we change this? And I just really like this piece a lot. And the fact that you can pick it up and hang it and hang on to it does not surprise me that you'll see somebody who's got 8, 9, 10 of these from the last 9, 10 years to be able to say, hey, this is what I saw, you know, a few years ago. Are you still able to do it? And I think that's really important.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it is a really great reference, and I'd love to shout out to Nunn's Kitchen, Bath, and Flooring. They are back as our presenting sponsor, and they've got some stuff in the book too. So certainly want to check them out.
Yeah, I was going to them next. I got a quick story for you on those guys. I was at a golf outing, and they had a tent there, and they were handing out some teas and some kind of cool little things. And I started talking to these two young girls that work for them. And they're both designers. And I started kind of talking to them about some their thought process and some of the things that they're looking to accomplish. And they were so impressive. And I said, look, 1 week when we're looking to have somebody join us on this home improvement show, I would love to have you two come on. And they were like, hold on a second. Here's our boss's card. You call them and make sure it's okay with us. But these two girls, and I have their cards in my car, they were so impressive. And I love the fact that they continue to be there. They're just not a sponsor. They're your partner on this thing.
Absolutely. And it's what's great, too, is they did do the design of a few of the kitchens that are out there. So you can go out and see their work at the parade as you know, partners with the builders. But they are spectacular. And if you ever need, you know, some other, you know, design ideas or something that you're doing, whether it's kitchens, baths, they do appliances and, you know, cabinets, countertops, all that kind of stuff. They're a great partner to have on your own projects, too.
Yeah, I agree, and I just I really like when I see with companies like that are partners with you year after year. That just means a lot to a guy like me. You know, it says that they understand the importance of being a good partner and understanding that this event, this 3.5 or almost 4 week event, that they get a lot out of it. The return on investment is good for them, and to be able to put their name with your name is something that they feel is really, really beneficial to them, or they wouldn't do it.
Yeah, absolutely with that too. And it's funny when you say a month. It's not that I'm counting, but it's 24 days.
Boy, I'm right in the middle there, right?
Right.
Three weeks for 24 days. No, you're not counting. How many hours you got? You have no idea, do you?
Oh, no,
not.
That I won't tell you, but yeah, it's a great event, and certainly plenty of time for people to come out. But 4 weekends, 3 weeks between them, so you can't miss it.
No, you can't. It's NBAParadeOfHomes.com. NBAParadeOfHomes.com. Anytime you do something for 76 years, Toby, that tells you something, right?
Absolutely. It is a great event, and you know, we argue over with other builders associations who is the first, and we believe that we were. That we kicked this thing off in Milwaukee, so it's something we're very, very proud of.
Let's go with that. The first to ever do this. Let's do that. 76 years, Parade of Homes. There's two sites, Town of Lisbon, Village of Merton, 15 beautiful new homes by 14 different builders. And that's the cool part for me, is you can go and see each builder has a little different way of what they do and how they do it. And you can really get a good feel for a builder when you're walking through, talking to people from that company and able to ask questions, you know, why did that backsplash make sense to you? Or why did you put this here? You know, questions that you have for them, they're going to be able to answer for you. And you're going to have a good time. Again, two locations, Town of Lisbon and Village of Merton. Where are the free donuts going to be this morning? Which location?
Both locations.
Both locations.
We're going to do the ribbon cutting simultaneously at both locations this morning.
I got Mitch is going to go to Town of Lisbon. I'm going to Village of Merton, and we're just going to grab as many donuts and then come back to the studio. Mitch is like, I'm not doing that. Nope, he's not. Either am I. We got to work till noon today. We'll get to a break. Other side of the break, we have not touched on the Village of Merton yet. TriQuest Developments. Is the developer on that, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of the homes that's located north of the intersection on Highway K and Winkleman Road. You can just follow the signs, but that's the Village of Merton. Stone Ridge of Merton is the name of that development, and we'll talk a little bit more with Toby Van Sistine. He is the Director of Government Affairs, and you can go to that website. It's the best place to go to get all the information, NBAParadeOfHomes.com. And we do want to thank Nunn's Kitchen, Bath, and Flooring for sponsoring this yet again. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Kern Electric, home of the superheroes, only on 1250 AM The Fan. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Kern Electric, only on 1250 AM The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. My co-host is Ray Hoffman, Marketing Manager at Kern Electric. Ray, how's the traffic so far?
So far, so good. Not too bad today.
Yeah,
everybody's heading towards Lisbon and Merton, so they're not down here in the Kenosha area.
Wait. That's me giving you a standing ovation. Well played on that. Well played on that. Hey, Toby, let's talk a little bit about the Village of Merton, Stone Ridge of Merton. And six total builders are involved in this. And is it quite a bit different than the Town of Lisbon location? Are they similar as far as the background and kind of the neighborhood? Or is this quite a bit different?
They actually sit very different from one another. The Lisbon site, all nine homes are on a cul-de-sac together, so they're very close together. And I would say very close, but certainly more a little tighter subdivision. You can get from one to the next pretty quick. Out in Merton, the lots are much bigger, which allows for a bigger footprint for house too. So not that there's any of these are small by any means, but the houses out in Merton are a little bit larger than the ones in Lisbon.
Yeah, I'm looking at. There are no small houses in this.
No, they're all beautiful. And you walk in, and some of them it kind of takes your breath away just with how much space there is. I mean, for me, I wouldn't even know how to fill it up.
I could try if they want to give me one to give it a shot for a year. I would be their guinea pig on that thing.
I'll talk to the builders. We'll see what we can do.
Yeah, and I'll do what the heck. We'll do this home improvement show live from there if that's what they want. Yeah, they do. You wait. That's never going to happen, pal. I just got to tell you, but I appreciate you asking. Hey, when you look at the Village of Merton and you look at this new development, you know, that area, and similar to Lisbon, but the Merton area, they're not landlocked, and so there is some space out there, and there are some homes that, you know, you're going into an area that is doing really, really well in the number of areas, got a great school district, and I love the fact that this is in the village of Merton for people that can afford to look at brand new homes in that area. This is a great location for them.
Yeah, it is a spectacular neighborhood. I mean, I shouldn't tell anyone this, but I live in the village of Merton, not in these really nice subdivisions. But I'm a local kid. I grew up in Heartland, went to Arrowhead. It's a great place to live, to raise a family. It is a really great place in our area.
And do you have kids?
I do.
Yeah,
I do, and they're all older. My youngest is 17, but I'm a blended family with five kids, and oldest are 22, and the youngest is 17. So,
well,
all older kids.
Now would be the time to buy one of these. So just, you know, you could space. You know, you're going the other way, aren't you?
Going the other way, trying to get a little less space.
Hey, let's talk about the builders that are going to be, that people can see if they go to the village of Merton, to the Stone Ridge of Merton. Aspire Homes is there. Anderson Homes is there. Victory Homes of Wisconsin. Aspire, is it Demlang Builders?
Demling.
Demling, yep. And then Alcista?
Alessi.
Yeah, Alessi. Thanks.
That's Tony does a pretty nice house. I actually got to meet his dad last night, who is also Tony Alessi, and started Alessi Homes, and it was great to meet him. He used to participate in the parade, and I forget now the year, and this is horrible. I can't remember. It was like 1968, maybe, that he was the chair of the parade committee back in the day. So it was good to see two generations of Alessis all in their house together.
Yeah, I'm looking at that home right now and looking at a nice picture of they have him as Anthony the second. We'll call him Tony. But looking at that, boy, what a absolutely gorgeous home that is. And, you know, they talk a little bit about kind of the history of this company, and I love that when it goes from, you know, one generation to the next, it seems like, you know, the kids understand the importance of strengthening and keeping that legacy going.
Absolutely, and it's Demling Builders is the same way, but it's great to have you know, the kind of those legacy builders that have been around for a while, know what they're doing. You know, when we talked in Lisbon, J&J Custom Homes, this is their first year in the Parade of Homes with us. Everyone else has done this at least once or twice, or maybe a few more than that times. But it's great to have some new builders out there, too.
Yeah, well, you know, I've known Jason a really long time and Kelly a long time, and I love the fact that they're going to be out there, and there just isn't there isn't too many nicer people in this world than Jason from J&J Contractors, and the fact that it's now J&J Custom Build, that I love their home as well, and was looking at that this morning and just really proud of the work that they do, and they care so much about people, and if you get a chance to go there, they're going to be in the town of Lisbon. And take a look at lot 151 and tell if Jason's out there, you tell him that I said hello, and looking forward to catching back up with him. They do a great, just a great job. Hey, when people come out to these, and, you know, we talk about some of the current trends and latest design, but when you look at some of the, you know, the ways that people have now designed indoor gathering spaces or finished basements, with what's happened in our world the last couple of years, you know, the builders have had to adjust and understand that people are at home more now, and people are gathering in homes in different ways. I know they take that into consideration.
Yeah, and with kind of those design changes, you know, people have gone away from the more formal dining space. We see a lot more, you know, office space where that space used to be. So similar room configurations, but now a desk instead of a table. A lot more kind of school areas or places for kids to work. Not only, you know, where they should have been doing homework in the first place, but just for some different changes in our world to make sure that your family really can use that house a little bit better. I think that when you think about how much time people have spent inside their own homes in the past 2 years, significantly greater than in the past. past, and you start seeing those deficiencies and maybe different ways that you want to try and use it. And it's really important to make sure that your family can use the space you have.
Yeah, it really is. NBAParadeOfHomes.com. Again, NBAParadeOfHomes.com. They're going to open this thing today. They're quarter to 11 or so, ribbon cutting. All day today, 11 to 5. Weekends, 11 to 5. Labor Day, 11 to 5. And then weekdays, 4 to 8. You're going to be able to get a day off when, do you think, Toby?
September, October. It's going to be a little while, but that's okay. We do have a great staff here that takes care of most of this stuff. There's on-site staff to help you when you get there to make sure you can get parked and get inside, and we try and make it really, really easy for you. And it makes it even easier, again, buy your tickets before you come out. You can even buy them from your phone sitting in your car. But, certainly something you want to take a look at and then come out and just enjoy the homes.
Yeah, how is Pam doing today?
Oh, she's good. In fact, I'm sitting in my office to have this call, and I just saw her walk in. So she was picking up the donuts and stuff, I think.
You tell Pam I'm worried about her.
Okay, I will certainly let her know.
I've got a feeling that Pam has not slept very well for a bit, and I'm hoping that after things go really, really well today, that she can take a breath and say, okay. Her and Vanessa, I'm sure, is extremely busy as well.
Yeah, they are. They're certainly moving around, getting a lot of things done. But all of that behind the scenes effort, we hope that when you come out, you don't notice anything. You just have a great time, and that means they were doing their jobs really well.
No doubt. Toby, will you be at one of the locations all day today?
Not all day. I'll be doing the ribbon cutting, and then we've got some other stuff going on for the association. I've got to go meet with the president of the association for a little while and some of that kind of stuff. But then this evening, we're heading down to State Fair to try and catch a little bit of that before it ends.
Good for you. Man, hopefully the weather holds out and you guys will have a good time. Let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue our conversation. And I can't recommend this enough. And if you can't get there today or tomorrow, weekdays 4 to 8, and it goes on. It goes through Labor Day, September 5th. So you heard Toby talk 24 days. Opens today, goes through Labor Day, and you can go online, NBAParadeOfHomes.com. NBAParadeOfHomes.com. Get all the information you need. Two different locations. Site one, the town of Lisbon. Site two is the village of Merton. Make your decision which one you want to start with, but understand they're close enough that you can get to both in one day. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Kern Electric, only on 1250 AM The Fan. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by the superheroes at Kern Electric, only on 1250 AM The Fan. I am Mike McGivern. My co-host is Ray Hoffman, the marketing manager at Kern Electric. And this week's special guest, man, I like having him on because that means Parade of Homes is kicking off, Toby Van Sistine. He is the Director of Government Affairs for the Metropolitan Builders Association. Again, their Parade of Homes kicks off today, and the best way to get more information is go online, NBAParadeOfHomes.com. And we want to thank the presenting sponsor, again, Nunn's Kitchen, Bath, and Flooring, and all of the sponsors. You got the number of sponsors have jumped in and been involved with you guys for a long time, Toby.
Yeah, and we do have some great, like we talked about, partners, that have participated for years. We have a Lexus of Brookfield is out. There's some beautiful Lexus cars in the driveways again, so certainly want to check those out. We've had Fred Astaire Dance Studio has been participating in the parade for years. So when you're out thinking, I want to learn how to, two-step a little bit or something like that, they can talk to you and help you out. They've got a tent out in Merton to talk with people. So it's great to have those sponsors that have been there forever.
You know, they asked me to come teach disco, and I said, I don't want to do that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you could take Ray along. Yeah, I've seen Ray, some of the shirts he wears.
Ray is not my dance partner. I'm telling you that right now. Well, I don't know. Do you have any rhythm, Ray?
Absolutely not.
There you go.
That is not my thing.
Either my wife Terry or Mary, Ray's wife, will have to be my partner to play that funky music, white boy type stuff. Hey, we had talked a little bit earlier about these home builders have had to adjust a little bit on, and at least think about some of the ways that they are, you know, putting some of their homes together with kids doing more homework, us staying at home a little bit more. And what happened with COVID is we found out that, you know what, we kind of like being home more. And so how do we take our homes and make them more comfortable? And the fact that we're, you know, for a while there, everything we were eating, nobody was going to eat out. So we were using our kitchen for three meals a day, plus if you have kids. And I think that they've done that. Some of the other things that I'm looking at when it comes to going through the Parade of Homes, when you go there, screen porches, outdoor landscape. One home has a beautiful pool, and I would love to see that. And then amazing indoor gathering spaces, finished basements, and rec rooms. And we had kind of touched on that in the second segment, Toby, but that's a big part of what these guys are doing nowadays.
Yeah, and it certainly is just one of those things where not that the houses are as big as the Grand Canyon, but some of these, when you walk in, you don't feel like you can open your eyes big enough to see it all. There's some really great spaces. I will tell people this year, take note of the light fixtures. That's something that jumped out at me when we were walking the houses. There's some really unique and very different light fixtures this year. You know, some kind of birdcage-esque, I'll call it, but you know, different textures and things for kind of the shades. It's certainly something to see. So make sure you're looking up too.
Yeah, I'll tell you that the light fixtures and Current Electric people, the superheroes over there, understand it more than I do. But that has really changed the way the kitchen looks, or the bathroom looks, or the bedroom looks. They have gotten very creative with different ways to be able to change the ambiance in different rooms through light fixtures.
Yeah, and it's something. I mean, you know, Ray can speak to this. When somebody walks into a space, when you start talking about color temperatures and is it cool light and warm light, and it can drastically affect what that color on the wall looks like. But it really affects your mood and how you feel, and you don't even know it. Most people could tell you right off the bat something doesn't feel right in this room, and it might just be because of the color of the lights.
100%. And Ray, I know over at Current Electric that you guys are on the cutting edge of not only that part, but the solar part as well. And that's a big part of what you guys talk about when it comes to residential. And I've had these guys in my home a lot, is how to change how the room can look for different things you have coming up. If you've got a party or it's just you and your wife having dinner, there's a way to be able to change the lighting and the mood in each of the rooms.
Absolutely, and with the advancement of home automation and the advancement of LED lighting technology, there's all kinds of things you can do. And I know the Parade of Homes has some great showing of all that in one place.
Hey, Toby, it says on my notes and some of the things I'm seeing, look for bottle filling stations in some of the homes. What is that?
Yeah, so that was something that we haven't seen until this year. Several of the houses have it. That's hooked up to their like a filtered water supply lines. That's kind of like what you would see in a school or you know, just out in the public to actually fill a bottle of water. You think about how many people walk around with, you know, with a bottle for water all the time.
Right.
So there are bottle filling stations in a number of the houses.
Well, the other part that I want to see is the high-tech appliances, because, you know, I'm a grandfather of five. Just to turn the oven on sometimes is a challenge for a boy like me. And to have some high-tech appliances, I know that these guys are again, they are looking at the cutting-edge trends with the latest in design, but then you include the high-tech appliances, and you want to see everything that you can at the Parade of Homes, and that's one thing that you definitely want to look at.
Oh yeah, and even with looking at appliances, with some of the gizmos and gadgets, when you know Ray was talking about home automation and things like that, a couple of the bathrooms have showers that have multiple shower heads and digital displays, and you just set the temperature. And I was told that they're even Alexa enabled, so you can just be laying in bed and say, Alexa, turn on my shower to 106 degrees, and before you get there, it's hot and waiting for you.
Well, as soon as they figure out how to, you know, have something get me up out of bed and just put me in the shower, that's what's got to be next, pal. And that's the difficult part sometimes for me. Hey, if people come out to the town of Lisbon part in the Parade of Homes this week, they've got an art crawl, which is really, really cool for today and tomorrow, and then Food Truck Tuesdays. There'll be two food trucks at each of the parade sites on Tuesday nights, so you don't have to worry about getting dinner before you go. And again, the hours on this, 8 to 4 weekdays and 11 to 5 on weekends and on Labor Day. Here we go, Toby. You got to get this thing going.
It's really super exciting. It has been a lot of work. All of the builders and their partners, you know, the hundreds and hundreds of men and women that have been out working in these homes over the last year, to finally be here and ready to go. We cannot wait for everybody to come out and see them.
NBAParadeOfHomes.com. Hey, before we go, Ray Hoffman, I just got to say thank you. You've been a great co-host for a year and a half that we've been doing this show, and you've got a little bit of news to pass along.
Yeah, so the great thing about Current Electric is the incredible growth in the superheroes there that we've been experiencing, and I've had some great opportunities to further the superhero growth in other areas, so this will be my last show for a while. We actually have Denise Craig coming on board. She actually started a couple weeks ago. She's the new marketing manager, and I'm going to be working with superheroes in different ways to help expand Current Electric any way I can.
Hey, it has nothing to do with me, like, making funny that you can't dance, that you're not going to be my co-host, right?
Absolutely not. It's an incredible honor that we've had for the last year and a half with you, Mike, and it's an incredible honor to be on my last official show with Toby and the NBA. It's kind of how I started my career inside of this industry, and it's a great honor. You never know. I might come back as a guest host or something like that along the way if Denise needs the help.
You know what, Ray? I'll make sure that happens, by the way. I will make sure that happens, and I can't – I've told you in person, I just thank you so much. When this used to be the Nary Home Improvement Show, when they decided that they maybe wanted to go in a different direction, you were the first guy. I literally drove from that meeting to your office, and you know that it was 10 minutes away, and I was feeling a little bit bad about what was going on, and I walked in and you said, yeah, well, no, don't worry about it. We got it. We'll take it. And then Bingo Emmons from Creative Construction walked in. He goes, yeah, we're in too. And we just never, we didn't miss a beat. And I can't thank you enough, Ray Hoffman. You've been a great co-host and a really good friend.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. And like I said, it's been an honor, guys. And I look forward to seeing how everything grows at Current Electric and everything grows inside this show as well.
Excellent.
I know the legend is going to continue.
Well, I really appreciate it. Tell Mary, have a great weekend. Safe travels to you guys. NBAParadeOfHomes.com. Make sure that you go online and get your tickets today from 11 to 5, and it goes through September 5th. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction Wisconsin, powered by Current Electric, only on 1250 AM, The Fan.